Hey, what's up, everybody, man? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L. Dog, man, today is Martin Luther King Day, man. Martin Luther King Day, and man, we gonna do this just right. Man, we got somebody that you guys have heard before. Man, he's no stranger to this podcast, to the flavor in your ear, just like last week. Just like last week, man. Look, I'm gonna give him the proper introduction that he deserves. So, without further ado, man, the man who is actually doing this anchor format. I don't know if he want me to say his real name. Which one you want me to use, man? You want to use your real name?
It's all good, man. You can use a real name. Be pleased, man, in the building. We in the building. In the building. Flaw logic on the case.
Man. He most definitely be on the case, y'all. He most definitely be on the case. Man, I know a lot of podcasters have, gone on hiatus for a minute. But speaking of our haters, man, D-Lenar will be back soon. She is not replaced. I'm putting that out there. She's not being replaced, y'all. D-Lenar is still the first woman of the flavor in your ear of this podcast. And she will remain this way. All right? All right, man. Look, we're going to hop right into it. Man, we're going to get into this NFL happened this past weekend. We call it the Elite Eight. But now it's down to the Final Four. So before we get to the Final Four, we're going to talk about the Elite Eight games, man. Man, the Packers sent the Rams packing after winning 32-18 to reach the NFC title game. Greg, what was your analysis about this game?
Man, the Packers they clicking, man. They clicking. They all on one accord. They look real good, man. They look like they are well prepared for whatever team they play. I want to send a big shout out to Big E here to Jing from Clydesdale. Holding it down, man. He holding it down on the offensive line. Holding it down.
Man, that's what's
they look
up.
Real good. They look, man. When they secured that home field advantage, I said then, they were going to run. They were going to. Super Bowl got to go through Green Bay this year. If you can get out there frozen tundra, you deserve it. But I doubt anybody get out there frozen tundra.
Otherwise known as Lambeau Field, man, you guys know that. Right. You guys know what it is, man. Man, I think that, Green Bay is looking pretty solid, as you have stated already. But
They get tired to throw the ball back there. It's a wrap. He one of the best throwers of the football in the NFL, other than Mahomes.
Man, I most definitely agree with you with that. Man, Aaron Rodgers do throw a pretty ball, and the craziest thing about it is that he put it right there. So, but we're gonna see.
He throw that ball, man. Who he throw that ball? Okay. He throw that ball. It's pretty. It's so not pretty.
We gonna see how everything is gonna flow next weekend. But we're gonna get to their opponent later. We're gonna get to that opponent later. Man, we got a future podcaster on the line too as well, man. Man, he ready. And most definitely he's ready. He is most definitely ready. Man, and the other Saturday game, man, we had the That's So Ravens. Yeah, they are going home as the Bills advance to the AFC Championship game, man. Lamar Jackson got injured during the second half of the game. Man, I got so excited, Greg, is that I didn't even do the score of that game, man. I think the score was 17-13, if I'm not mistaken, of that game.
It was
17-3. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the Ravens were very game. They just came up, you know, just a little short. The game was evenly played until after Buffalo came out there at halftime, and they just, you know, they just went on their little run, and that's exactly what happened, man, with teams like Buffalo. But I've been telling people about Buffalo for a minute. Matter of fact, I was telling people about Buffalo last year, and Buffalo actually sneaked up on a lot of people. But the reason why they didn't get the front page news like everybody else was because, you know, everybody thought, well, maybe, well, you know, this team wasn't going to come back this year and kind of duplicate what they did last year. But also because, you know, Brady was still in the division with New England. And so, you know, that division gets, you know, that's that division until this year was New England's division. So, you know, one too many people really looking at Buffalo like that, but I always saw, well, like, man.
Like,
I'm talking about the AFC East overall. That's what I'm talking about with Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about the AFC East overall. I mean, that division was most definitely owned by New England.
Man, Buffalo gonna hold it down. It's gonna be Buffalo. I'm trying to see. It's Buffalo. The Jets.
The Dolphins, and then New England.
The Dolphins. Yeah, okay. So it's gonna be Buffalo. Buffalo is probably gonna run that division for a minute. I don't believe in the Dolphins.
I don't know. I believe Miami because honestly, Miami would have made the playoffs this year, but they felt, you know, I mean, they lost some games when they probably should not have. But, you know, I think that division is going to be, it's going to be in good hands for a little while.
It's going to be Buffalo with Miami. Bill Belichick is going to do a better job of drafting.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a better job of drafting.
Yeah. I think New England is not...
He's trying to keep drafting superstars and pension and all that old stuff. They might spend some money.
Yeah, I think New England probably going to... They're gonna probably do some things because they understand now that you know, it's no longer really, you know, their division anymore. You know, by them having to look up to Buffalo and, you know, Miami this season, I think they kind of put them, you know, put everything in perspective. So I think they possibly gonna, you know, try to come back and try to make some noise. You spoke on Kansas City earlier. Kansas City held off the Browns. They went 22-17 against a very, very game Cleveland Browns. The Chiefs lost Patrick Mahomes to a concussion and were in danger of losing this game. Now, Greg, I know you watched the game. What did you think about that call right before halftime? Was that was that helmet to helmet?
What play you talking about? I'm trying to remember. I didn't even watch the game.
It was right before halftime. Cleveland was driving, and the ball went out of bounds, and it was a touchback.
No, nah, man, I think it was just incidental contact. I don't think he deliberately tried to hit him with his helmet. That was incidental contact, man.
You know, like in real, time, it looked like
it looked bad. It looked worse than what it actually was in real time. Like them guys sliding all over the place.
Yeah,
but it's.
I just feel like.
I don't think it was him to him. It was incidental.
Okay. I'm not gonna say. You know, it was one of those. Bang bang type plays, and you know, like you know, from the looks of it, you know. It's kind of hard to really call it. So I know some Brown fans might be upset if they're hearing this, but it was kind of like a bang bang type play, and so we don't know what the outcome would have been if that was a helmet to helmet. It probably would have given Cleveland more momentum, going into halftime, but. You know, that's a story. But the bigger story is, Patrick Mahomes. And we're going to see if Patrick Mahomes is actually going to play this upcoming weekend. I don't think he's going to play.
He's going to play. He's playing.
Okay.
He's going to play. It looks like he hit his head. I don't know how that happened, man.
I think
a little dazed, man. Unless they knock the air out of him and dazed him.
Yeah. I didn't see it when it happened, but I saw the highlights of that when he did get hit. And man, it was pretty. Like I said, it was pretty bad. It looked pretty bad. Like his eyes, wasn't there. So, we shall see. If he's going to come back. And the last game, we've always said, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row. In this case, the Bucks and the Saints, the matchup was just that. The Saints had beaten, the Bucks twice. But in this game, the Bucks won 30-20. And Breeze threw three INTs.
I was hoping the Saints pulled it off, man. Got another homeboy for Cloud there, man. Play JT Gray. Awesome special team and safety for the Saints. Man, them couple of turnovers killed them, man. They did it.
So you was on Facebook last night as well as I was on Facebook last night. And, Drew Brees will most definitely get in all the criticism in that game. Do you feel like Drew kind of threw it for him yesterday or what?
Yeah, he gets some of the blame. he gets some of the blame. Well, the last couple of years, man, they've been kind of stealing it out, and when they get to certain rounds of the playoffs anyway. But he just, you could tell he wasn't 100% no way, man. Super. And how many reasons he had cracked 11?
Yeah.
And his arm strength was one there. So, man, I don't know, man. They think he's going to retire. I believe he's going to come back and do one more.
Well,
I think he's gonna do one move. I don't think he's gonna retire.
I don't know. I think he might, you know. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he's gonna do. You know, Saints fans have different reaction. They don't know if, you know, they don't know what to cheer for him. They don't know what to, you know, dislike him right about now. I know that when he got hurt, you know, there was a lot of fans out there saying, hey, you know what, we ready for Drew to come back. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we're going to see if this organization is going to move on from Drew. Or let's just say they do the same thing they did in Green Bay. They hired, they drafted another quarterback and then turned around and, you know, that kind of made Aaron Rodgers play a little bit better this season.
They're not gonna draft another quarterback because they got two quarterbacks there. They got the Hill, and I don't know if they're gonna re-sign James or whatnot, but they got Hill and James, so they already had a quarterback. So we should see. So I don't think they're gonna draft a quarterback. Okay, okay, well, we should see.
But before we,
I'm no expert in football, but I don't know, man. The defense pretty good, and they can't do nothing but improve on what they got. So, yeah, I might be wrong, man. They may, I don't know. I don't think he's gonna retire. He's gonna do one more. He got a little more in him. He gonna think he gonna feel like he got something to prove, and he got to make up for losing this year.
Yeah. Well,
I think he's going to do one more. He's going to probably, he gonna play. He's going to probably play a TV 45.
Okay.
Brady, too. Brady, they're going to play up to about 45.
I just personally feel that, you know, the Saints could prop. The Saints would probably. They probably will move on probably from Drew. But it just all depends. Right now, there's emotion going on. So, you know, who's to say, you know, what may or what may not happen. I don't know. But before we get to the Final Four, let's talk about your team, the Titans. How, you know, what are your thoughts about this past football season? And where do you see this team going forward?
We got to improve on defense. Offense, Devils, man. We got to improve on defense. That was our biggest problem. Got to improve on defense. That's what I see.
Okay.
Man, we had a pretty good season, man. It wasn't good as last year. We were like one game from the Super Bowl, but they just got to improve on defense, man. They need to get us a pass rushers. Get a pass rush, man. And I think that's pretty much it, man.
Okay.
We got receivers. We got a running back. Our offensive line, not bad. But our offensive coordinator took a job in Atlanta. Head coach at Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. Wow. Well,
I don't know, man. We just sent a couple of offensive coordinators get head coach a job. Matt LaFleur was our offensive coordinator before he went to Green Bay. So, They've been doing pretty good finding offensive coordinators, man, and they elevate the offense, man. They end up getting jobs other places. So you're doing something right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, like I said, you know, Tennessee, like I said, you know, I know we play y'all, you know, this upcoming football season, so it's going to be very interesting. As far as, like, San Francisco goes, you know, we got to get our quarterback problem fixed. Offensive line got to get fixed, most definitely. But we are making, most definitely, coaching changes from within. And, you know, I feel that, you know, we're going.
And y'all coach took a job with New York Jets.
Yeah.
Y'all defense coordinator.
Yeah, but we got another one, though. We got another one. One that, you know, within the system, you know, actually that's already there. So, you know, San Francisco is trying to do the smart thing and hire in-house. We actually got a black defensive coordinator now. So, and I've heard that he's going to most definitely put our players in the position to always be successful. So, you know, I think this past season, if we had a couple, you know, things to go our way, we would have most definitely, you know, been in the mix. Not saying that we probably would have gone, you know, far with our injuries and stuff, but I think the injuries put us in a hole first thing first in the season. And, you know, it was too many key players out to kind of make up what we actually needed to do. So, but I think we're going to be all right, you know, this season. So without further ado, man, I'm going to actually set up the NFL version of the Final Four. Man, we got Green Bay and the Bucks. I don't know if you actually watched SportsCenter NFL Countdown back in the day, but this game right here is called the Bay of Pigs. I don't know where he got it from. It wasn't Chris Berman. It was another man. I think his name was Pete Axstone. I think he used to call it the Bay of Pigs. So that's the Bay of Pigs. And the AFC side, man, we got the Bills and the Chiefs. Very intriguing games, Greg. Very intriguing games. Either team could win on either side, the AFC or the NFC side. You know, we'll see how Patrick Mahomes going to hold up if he decides to play against Buffalo. Buffalo looking really good.
If they clean, he's going to play.
Well, I just hope that he's mobile. I just hope he's most definitely going to be mobile. And in this Bucks-Packers game, we're going to see if Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to keep doing what he's doing against Tampa Bay. So, that's that with that.
Well, they beat him in the sea. They beat him down. Bucks beat him, but they going to hold it. I got Green Bay. I don't know, man. I have to see.
Well, I don't know who I want to like. I really don't know who I would like to see.
I got Green Bay going. I got to see if Mahomes playing or not. If Mahomes ain't playing, the Bills will get it. It'll be Bills, Green Bay. If Mahomes play, he's gonna be Green Bay. Green Bay and Kansas City.
Well, you know what, Greg, they've been wanting to build it up, and I think they wanted to kind of build it up last year. They kind of wanted Green Bay and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because, you know, that's kind of like Super Bowl history.
They're going to be a They're going to be a doggone gunslinger battle. They're going to be put up by 90 points, put up by 90 points of bad.
You know what, Greg? I would love to see that type of game. I don't know if you watched that Monday night game a couple years back when the Rams and the Chiefs played against one another and how they went back and forth, man. Man, that was a game for the ages, man. I really did enjoy that game, watching that game.
They're going to be a gunslinger bowl. Your Tampa Bay and the Bills, they're going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
That game probably 14 to 17 or something like that.
Man.
I don't want to see it. I don't want Tom Brady to get back no way. I don't want Tom Brady. They're going to make that incompetent coaching guy look like he a genius or something.
Yeah. Well,
he ain't no genius. Jameis Winston threw 30 touchdowns last year, 30 interceptions.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? You just got a better quarterback.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, look, we're gonna switch gears, man. We're gonna get to the NBA, man. The Knicks last night blew out the Seas 105-75. Man, Julius Randle and RJ Barrett wasn't double D's. Now, mind you, now I call it double D's. You a basketball coach, so I know you kind of relate to this. And double D, man. Randle had 20 points, 12 boards. Barrett had 19 points, 11 boards. I'm surprised.
Man, they got another. I used to coach to change the little culture around, but I guarantee they all are going to mess up everything. I guarantee it.
Which one? For the Knicks?
Yeah, man. I guarantee they all going to mess up everything. Then why see what I tell you? All day, why see what I tell you?
Wow.
They all going to step in, going to pop up.
Man.
They gotta be the worst owner in basketball beside Jordan.
Man, the Bulls won last night 117-101 over the Mavs last night. Man, Jordan Clarkson helped the Jazz with 23 points. And also, he helped them to the Jazz fifth straight win over the Nuggets 109-105. Man, Nikola Jokic was in double D's despite the loss, 35 points and 14 boards. What do you think about that dude, man, that played for Denver, man? Nikola.
That's a bad boy. He plays so slow, man, but he's so smooth. Just a good bit. He's just a real well-skilled big man. A non-traditional big man, because, you know, we used to Shaq-type big man. We watch coming up, really watching. Man, the game is involved, man. And where is he from? Where that guy from?
Hold on.
I know he's from Europe somewhere, overseas. Them guys, the one thing those guys overseas... They are fundamentally sound.
So, let me ask you this, since...
They're fundamentally sound, them guys on Steve. And
so,
he's a good passer, he can shoot, he can handle the ball a little bit.
So, how would you coach him? If you were coaching him right now, how would you coach him?
And shit, I let him do what he do.
Okay.
You gotta let him do what he do.
Man, Man, Noya last night won by 5, 128-103. Man, Zion had 31 points in the win. They beat the Kings last night, man. Has Zion lived up to your expectations?
I really ain't had no expectations for him.
Okay.
I really ain't had no expectations for him. I knew he was going to do good. He got to do good. From what I've been seeing, man, he has improved his game. I know everybody was talking about him losing weight and all that, but it looked like he ain't pretty. He looked like he's in shape. Like he came back in shape. He's got a whole lot better.
Now we finna kind of switch it again, because I'm watching TV and I see I know you finna say something about this. Deion Sanders on making these Subway commercials, man. Deion trying to make that Jackson State money, ain't he?
I really ain't concerned with Jackson State University. I'm a graduate of Mississippi Valley State.
I know.
The only thing I can say about that is, you know, it probably gonna put some eyes on the Southwest Athletic Conference. Some extra eyes. So it's a good thing about him getting that job. He been recruiting like crazy. He been getting transfers, so it's gonna be pretty interesting. I know I'm a kid. I ain't been to a football game in a minute. I usually go and hang out with the Q's. I be at the tailgate, man. I wanna have the kids a football game this year. See what's going on.
Okay.
But I ain't really.
Switch gears back. Man, the Clippers beat the Pacers 129-96, man. Clippers got a 4-game winning streak going on. The Clippers to me still that other LA team. That's the reason why I don't.
They gonna choke out again.
So
they gonna choke out. They got a team full of overrated guys. They gonna choke out again. Play LeBron got. I don't miss a grill of fans.
Well,
my dog on cable provider, man, gets on my nerve, man. It dropped my channel that I could watch my Grizzlies on.
Well, I tell you
got the kid highlight.
Well, I tell you what, Greg, once we get off of here, I'm gonna holler at you about that. But speaking of the Grizzlies, the Grizzlies did win today, man, 108-104 over the Suns. Man, the Spurs.
John Morant came back out of injury. He injured his ankle, so they gave him a little. You know, he came back. That's your energy right there.
Speaking of John Morant, man, he had 17 points and 10 assists. So to just kind of follow up what you just said, yeah.
I like him, man. I wish he could play with that old grindhouse. They Golden State made everybody change the way they played. That grindhouse, man, that was a beautiful basketball to me. Oh, that was a beautiful basketball. Oh, good grinding. That grinding beat you up, pound you, man, weigh you down, body, physical. Basketball, man. I used to love going to them games, man.
Yeah, they didn't do it the way how they did it the way that was they didn't do it like the Pistons did. They did it better And man, I have, you know, I got much respect for the Grizzlies and everything.
I wouldn't say they did. I would say they did the better part of Pistons won the ring. You know.
So, yeah.
We got to the West Carver final, man. Like Spurs, we couldn't get past the Spurs.
Couldn't get past the Spurs.
And there was some battles, man. There were some battles.
Yeah. It was.
My dog fight, man. It was a good game.
Yeah, they really were. They really were. Man, the follow-up, man, the Spurs. Speaking of the Spurs, man, they won 125-104 over the Trailblazers. Man, the Hawks picked up the win the game today, 108-97. And the New York Knicks won again. The Knicks are 7-8 this season. They are right there. So,
they'll probably get that final playoff spot, either them or the Hawks.
Yeah.
Between them two. But they got it now with, man, they gonna do a little, when it comes around playoff time, man, they gonna do a play-in tournament for them final couple seeds.
Okay.
Like the 7-8 seed.
Yeah.
They gonna do a play-in tournament.
Okay.
That should be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Gonna be at this year.
Yeah. And the games that are in progress right now, man, and a really good game, man, the Bucks and the Knicks. And the Nets are playing against one another.
I'm watching that game. I'm watching that game right now.
Yeah, the Bucks are up 50 to. The Nets are up 53-50. As of right now, the Raptors are leading the Mavericks 43-39. The Bulls trying to win again. They are up by 10, 23-13, and the Pistons are up by 12 over the Heat, 32-20. Normally, Greg, you know what we normally do on here. We normally do the birthdays. I don't have anyone celebrating the birthday today.
I normally set this one out. I remember last couple times I set this one out. Last time I was on there on with y'all.
Yeah, so I don't have any birthdays today, but man, for those of you that are listening, that are celebrating the birthday today, man, happy blessed birthday to you and many, many more. Man, I have a couple of celebrities that are celebrating birthdays today. Man, so the first person I have said he broke the record for the longest reigning WWE wrestling champion. He won the crown 6 times throughout his career. And, he was in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, and he also played in the movie My Spy. Greg, if you haven't seen that movie My Spy, man, it is pretty good. Man, this wrestler that is celebrating the birthday is no other than Batista. Damn, Dave Batista, he is turning 52 on today. Man, he ain't got old quick. I remember, man, when Batista...
He played the big strong dude on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. They're
one of my favorite Marvel movies, man. I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
They're one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Man, this next person.
I started watching wrestling when he started wrestling, though, man. I did start watching wrestling. he ain't talking about Stone Cold or The Rock, little man. I started watching, man.
Then
my boy Stone Cold.
Yeah, man. I think everybody missed Stone Cold. You know, The Rock and Triple H. I think everybody misses those guys. You know, from wrestling.
Yeah, them guys had a lot of personality, man. These dogs on wrestling, not so booty.
Ha 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 ha. Wow. If you listen to man, you're a wrestling fan, man. You gotta kinda agree with Greg. I mean, right about now, I mean wrestling is not at it's not at the top of not at the top of the list.
Like man, I tried to watch wrestling, man. The AEW, they won't come on TNT, man. It was horrible, man. They some bad actors, man. And you would believe Stone Cold would just whoop your ass whenever he saw you, man. He made you believe it, man. It's the Undertaker, though, man. You believe he liked things. He liked the things that were dead. They made you believe that, man.
Yeah, man.
The generation, so. Yeah, man. My bad. I just went to play it back a little bit.
No problem. Man, the next person, man, is a movie actor, man. He had films include Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, and he directed and produced and starred in Dancing with Wolves. Man, 2 times Academy Award winner, man. I'm talking about Kevin Costner. He turned 66 on the day. Man, last but definitely not least, man, the first is a TV actor. He was on NBC series Law and Order and was on the show The Flash. I'm talking about Jesse L. Martin. He turns 52 on today. And I do have one person that is celebrating the birthday today. Man, happy heavenly birthday, man, to Julia Hagen. Man, she would have been 75 on today. Man, Judy was my cousin, man. And I tell you, a lady that was funny, she was most definitely funny. Man, we're going to hop into things that you need to know right now. Greg, it looks like Lil Wayne could be off the hook with his federal gun case by no other than 45. Man, he is expecting to pardon Lil Wayne before Wednesday. Greg, what are your thoughts about that, man?
I don't know. Lil Wayne disappointed. Lil Wayne one of my favorite rappers. These guys don't think, man. I don't know how you put yourself in that situation anyway. I don't know, man. I ain't finna clap hands for dudes cause he let some black people out of jail. I'm glad he pardoned them, but that just like put lipstick on a pig. It's still a damn pig. It ain't gonna spawn into a pretty woman.
Man,
so I ain't got nothing to say, man. I ain't got nothing to say. I don't know. I'm just glad this. I said earlier that this was a big April Fool joke that lasted 4 years. And I'm glad this shit about to be over with.
Man, that's crazy. Man,
y'all stop trying to take it. Y'all, man, you rich. I can't tell people how to spend their money. But you rich, and you already spending because you got locked up once before for guns.
Yeah.
Why you still trying to carry guns? And you know you got the stuff on the doggone plane, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Security is heightened already since 9/11. Come on, man. Man, you damn near got to be naked to get on the plane, man. You gonna put the guns and stuff on the doggone plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man. Somebody enlightened me too, man. I can see how people support Donald Trump. You know, I was thinking everybody either racist or cool and supportive, but man, she rich people. Before rich man, the tax code, the tax laws, finna see them so I can see why they supported them. But he is, but you gotta have some morals. You gotta have some type of morals, man. All this man is the cause and the seed. You know, he's uncovered all the dang old races. They out. They bold. They free. They used to hide this stuff. I'm glad they out now. We see who you are.
Well, you know,
and we'll handle you accordingly.
Well, you know, that's what D was saying, you know, over the summer, you know, right when, you know, the pandemic first got started and everything. And so, you know, I think even Stephen A. Smith had said that as well. So, you know, that's we're gonna most definitely dig into that subject matter, you know, on the new podcast. That's kind of like one of the subjects that we're gonna most definitely talk about on the new podcast. And other news, man, and other things. Well, the last thing you need to know right now, man, Bow Wow says Houston mayor hates his guts after a weekend of packed maskless nightclub concerts. Greg, we all know that we need to wear a mask. We've talked about this in podcasts before, that, you know, we have to stay safe. We understand that people have been somewhat inconclusive and somewhat, you know, they want to get out and they want to party. But right now is not the time to want to get out and party. And especially maskless.
I'm not amazed anymore about the selfishness of people. Very selfish. Those are selfish people, man. They're selfish. Man, if we had to just... I'm not going to exclude myself, because I got a little, I dropped my guard a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, but, man, if we all had to just sit down when this stuff first started going on, and everybody just be still for a little while, go run, get what you got, get it, come on, bang, how, man, we had to do that. I think it wanna spread it like it spread it.
Yeah.
But then you got another section of America and being told it's a hoax. And you know, and don't wear no mask and made the mask a political statement. The other section of America. I'ma bring them parlor for something to spread too.
Yeah.
I think your listeners know what I say, the other part of America.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go out, man, just put a mask on. It ain't that hard to do. Put your mask on. You're protecting other people too. You protecting other people as well as yourself.
Most importantly, you are. I mean, as you have said, and I most definitely agree with you, you know, wholeheartedly, everything that you've said. We just got to understand that, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. Right now, just isn't the time to do it. And I'm just like you. You know, you go out, you get your stuff, whatever you need to get, and then go back to the house. Make sure that you know you're
stuck.
Make sure that you straight. Make sure your family's straight because, you just have to, you just can't just.
Look, what you saying? You said he was at work. He was.
So what happened was he had a company. He had some type of gathering in Houston. And,
okay, well, that explains that too, guy. Because you look at the governor in them. You got the governor in Texas. Then you got the governor in Florida. All these southern states, look at that governor.
Yeah.
They hang on every word for orange or non-orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we fall right in that doggone trap.
But you know what? Greg, I saw about a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday or something, that he's actually trying to do a mass mandate for a couple of days or so. And I just feel like personally, and Dee actually talked about this summer too. She talked about how it seemed like that they were afraid of 45 because they know what was what, but it just seemed like they was afraid of him and they was afraid to go against him. And so it was like everybody else had to fall in line. But at the end of the day, this is what I say about that. You took an oath when 45 became president. He took an oath to uphold these United States of America. When the governor the governors had to do the same thing. They had to take an oath. And I just feel like personally.
Oath and morals and law don't mean nothing to a lad, comedian, and crook.
Well, yeah, I know that.
He crooked his way all the way to where he got now. Then why you think he trying to hold on? Cause, he think he going to jail. And yeah. He's not going to do a day in jail.
And see, the thing about it is that, yeah, I understand him. But I'm talking about, these mayors and these governors, man.
They just some spineless, opportunistic people. Because they saw the little crowd that he was garnering. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They saw that crowd. And they're like, I get these people on my side, I'll be mayor forever. Or yeah. I'll give me another term as a governor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all they did. They did try to piggyback off of the people that he tricked. Cause they struggling. He don't care about it cause they ain't rich. He just used them for his votes.
Yeah.
Realize it because they're racist. A lot of them. But I just glad with it.
Like I told you, man, we got the future podcaster online too, man. He most definitely gonna be a podcaster, just like his daddy. Be ready and be ready too. So,
I'm not gonna let you pull it out. Excuse me, y'all. My doggone baby.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I said. You got a future podcast on your hand, man. Now, so. But, look. We most definitely going to close this thing out because we got like 5 minutes left. I most definitely want to, thank Greg for out of his busy schedule to be able to come on and fill in for D. Man, I most definitely thank you, Greg, for doing that fantastic job as you always do.
I appreciate it, man. I had to get on. I appreciate it. I had fun. Man, gotta gotta stay. They say you don't use it, you'll lose it, man. I ain't no expert, but you gotta keep your knife sharp and your girl loaded.
Man, I will most definitely be calling you, man, and we will get together again and do this thing with my new podcast, man, because I most definitely want to have you on what I call, man, Let's Talk About It, the new podcast that I will be doing real soon. For those of you that are very sensitive, I advise you to don't listen to the podcast. I really do. If you really sensitive, I advise you not to. You can come on back and always listen to the Flavor in Your Ear. I'm not dropping the Flavor in Your Ear. That's gonna always be my flagship. But if you real sensitive type, I don't think you want to tune in to my new podcast. I'm just giving you that heads up. So you can continue to stay right here on the Flavor in the Ear, and you can keep on contributing and keep on listening. Greg, you got any lasting words you want to give to the listeners before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah, y'all be safe out there, man. If you just got to go somewhere, man, protect yourself, man. Protect yourself. Mask up. Be safe, man, and don't be selfish. Mask up. We got to get through this together. Y'all heard this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
We got to get through this together.
Yeah, but it's always worth repeating. Always worth repeating. It never gets old. Man, I want to thank you, the listeners, who take time out of your busy schedule and listen to this podcast, what we call the Flavor in Your Ear. Man, we will be back next week.
Yeah, y'all, make sure y'all check out Flaw Logic Podcast on Anchor and on all where you get your favorite podcasts and music. Thank you all. I appreciate you.
Man, no doubt. Man, like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on, to have you back, because once again, you are not a guest. Once you've been on here one time, you ain't a guest no more. We call you a regular. So right now, you a regular, you know, on here. And man, that's it. We gonna close this thing out. Man, we are out this camp. Peace. Closing. So I actually came back. Kelsey's gonna do her closing and everything. I wanted to give her parting shot on the podcast overall, the topic, and you know, the topics we discussed, and you know, just to give her parting shot. So Kelsey, here you go. There you're on.
All right. What I would say in closing is there is nothing that we as Black women can't do. And of course, I'm saying women fluidly, however you might identify, but what we're seeing in athletics, what we're seeing in politics, what we're seeing in education, science, math, technology, all sorts of innovation, there is nothing we can't do. And I just hope that if there's anybody who is feeling like they have to second guess, if they're dealing with imposter syndrome, just go after whatever you want to go after. Because there is always room to build another table, even if you can't get to the one you're trying to get to.
That's a cup. I am in agreement.
I'm building my table.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not good to eat from the table that you want to be at. Like you just said. Mama,
your sister said that you don't eat everybody's food.
Because they don't wash their hands. Mm.
So.
Or they got a cat walking around over the bowl.
Or a dog sniffing their butt.
Oh, man.
And what are your parting words, Mr.?
male dog?
My parting words, is like I said earlier, I'm still ecstatic about this podcast. I actually been joyful all day, and I'm very pleased the way how this has turned out. This new podcast that I will be a part of is going to be challenging. It's going to be very different. We're not going to do a lot of celebrity birthdays. We're not going to do any sports. I think D. Lenar will probably love this podcast. Why are you looking like that? She would probably love this podcast a whole lot, because this podcast is going to be very outspoken.
As it's going to be me and Henry battling.
So what? It's
going to be me and Henry battling over ideas.
Hey, whatever topic that I come up with, and I will most definitely let you know. But like I said, this is going to be very different than the Flavor in the Ear. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Gosh, man, today is the 25th. So, man, February will be here for you know it.
I got my t-shirts ready.
So,
you know. What do they say?
I got one that I wore the other day, and it's Ida, Fannie Lou. There's a bunch of names on it. It's red from Target. And one that's Kinks Coils, something, also courtesy of Target.
Okay.
I got a melanin something shirt that my sister-in-law gave me.
I thought it would say, your day is the 15th.
No.
Or your day is the 13th.
No. My day is going to be February 22nd. That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh, goodness. No. He totally missed this. He totally missed it. Sorry.
If I missed it, I missed it. But February, I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. I can't.
He has some funny jokes about Valentine.
I know. I got it. I did get it, though, but I got it. I got it.
But working at an international school, I can't wait. I'm going to have little tidbits for them every week. It's going to be blackety black, 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 black.
Are you going to decorate your dorm?
So, yes and no. I thought about doing the big afro.
Yeah, those are cute.
They are, but I just moved here, and I just got in my office, and I think that I'm going to have the students do that. I'm thinking I'm going to let them adopt a door, and I'm going to encourage them to do that.
Okay.
Because I don't think I have the capacity to decorate a door while I'm decorating the office and buying furniture and trying to figure out all this programming. And I got to hire people, and that's just a lot. But
I'm
excited, though, because what I have been talking to the teachers about that they've done for Black History Month, I'm just like, this hasn't been exciting. And it's January. Why are we talking about Black History Month?
I mean, it all depends on your leadership. So whoever was leading at the time.
I got a question. How many of you have friends that have, like, five or six different Facebook pages, and they the same person?
It has started to get so bad for me that I literally would go to my friends list and be like, if I see your name one time, I'm pressing delete on this. I don't care if you forgot your password on the other one. You don't know what it is. No. You are already over here.
If you got a business, that's different. But I'm saying people that got like 4 or 5 Facebook pages, and you got to tell them happy birthday 4 times.
No, I don't. That's when I delete people on their birthday. Happy birthday. Goodbye. And I'm, and you know, it's kind of mean because I have deleted people after I told them happy birthday.
Guess what I did this time?
Uh-oh.
I cleared out my page, right? After November, way before November. What was it, November 6th? I cleared out my page, right? Uh-huh. At least that's what I thought.
Hear, hear.
I left some in. And one told me happy birthday. And I said, thank you. Delete.
I woke up one day and I opened Facebook and this person said, I thought I got rid of all these people. This person said something that was so wildly inappropriate. I was like, delete. And then there was another person and I was like, delete. And then I woke up and went to see. And I was like, did I really wake up in the randomness of the night and delete these people? Apparently so.
That's what happened to me. Like,
I don't miss them.
I woke up with like this feeling of, you need to clean your page today. And I was just like, what? You talking to me? I don't even hear your voice like that. I felt like I was having a Tabitha Brown moment with the saved eggs. You talking to me? And so I just started going through cleaning up, and lo and behold, that same day,
it's all right.
Stuff that would have had my blood pressure up. I was at my house just this chill. Everybody else mad. I'm like, really? That happened?
Inauguration day made me want to delete a bunch of people.
We'll see. My mind was already deleted. It was nothing but joy and happiness and congratulations. Yeah,
But it was a bunch of pettiness too. And I was like, y'all, I'm not that nice.
I didn't have too much pettiness. Mainly, you know.
I said, it's
about pearls and chucks.
It's amazing how a weekend away gives y'all some audacity.
The who?
A weekend away gives you some audacity.
3 days.
It took longer to create the earth.
And on that note.
Words
of L Dog.
We are officially done. We are officially done. Man, look, I want to take time to thank you, the listeners, who will be listening to this podcast. And I want to thank D for coming back.
Glad to be back.
Well, we ain't going to go all the way there. But at any rate, we're done. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.